Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The U.S. abortion rate has dropped to a record low since Roe v. Wade, according to the Center for Disease Control. Roe v. Wade was the decision by the Supreme Court in January 1973. From that time to the present, we are now at a record low for abortions of those abortions reported, according to the CDC. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, this is an amazing series of statistics that have come out by the Centers for Disease Control. Yearly abortions in the United States dropped to their lowest number since 1973, and that goes back to 2015. So they don't have the numbers for 2018 yet. That's the most recent numbers that they have, as they have reported them.
Of course, this only includes the states that are required to report. So you got California, Maryland, New Hampshire. They are not in this report as well. So this is positive news.
It's positive. It's not the full picture.
Right. We still need to reverse Roe versus Wade. Yeah. So
I think it's indicative that there is a trend, certainly among young people, millennials, that people are becoming more and more pro-life as the word is getting out, and people, you know, folks at Liberty Counsel and other ministries are getting the word out. But it's not indicative because, as you know, guys, Planned Parenthood lobbyists, the abortion lobby, they try very hard to make sure that they don't have to report actual abortion statistics because they want to obfuscate. They want to cover up the true numbers of how many lives are being violently taken by abortion homicide every year. So it remains an uphill battle to try to get accurate statistics.
And of course, we represent Sandra Merritt, who is one of the journalists who unveiled the motivation and the profit that Planned Parenthood is making through abortion. So there's the reality right there. The truth comes out. So anyone that saw even one of those videos, they're just heart-wrenching, but it shows the truth of what they're doing.
According to the CDC numbers, in 2015, the last year that they have the information, 638,169 abortions were reported. That's a 2% decrease from 2014 and a 24% decrease from 2006. The actual number, though, is higher, as some states obviously are not, as you said, Holly, legally required to report data. Those include California, Maryland, and New Hampshire. They're not included at all in the report. But when you also compare the CDC's data to that of the pro-abortion Guttmacher Institute, the numbers are different. And the Right to Life Committee report, the most recent state abortion annual reports, notes that Guttmacher reports over 270,000 more abortions than the CDC did in 2014. So there's some discrepancies there, at least it looks like. And one thing I think is clear from our experience, and that is the younger generation is moving further away from abortion and more pro-life. And, you know, what we have here are some interesting statistics as well. Of the abortions that were committed, according to this report, almost 60% were for women in their 20s. Almost 60% of women who had abortions were already mothers, which is amazing. And almost 44% had previously had at least one other abortion. So the majority of these abortions, it looks like, are repeat abortions.
But, yeah.
Almost half of those people who are in this have already had an abortion. So literally, if you're looking at 638,000, 300,000 or so of those people have previously aborted their child, and this is their second or third or who knows how many abortions that they've had.
It's tragic. Even one abortion is tragic, you know. But the good encouraging news is, like you said earlier, teenage abortions have dropped, according to this report, 41%.
41%.
So that's, you know,
since 2006.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, and it's important to reiterate here that pro-life organizations have been calling for more accurate reporting of abortion. And it's, and there's a safety purpose. There's a public interest purpose behind that. On Real Clear Politics, Kristen Hawkins has a great article that she wrote back in August, Why Full Reporting of Abortion Safety Data is Needed. And she points out that the scientific findings show that abortion is not safe and rare, as the pro-abortion lobby would have you know. And groups like Planned Parenthood, for instance, they're taking the state of Idaho to court to prevent anyone from finding out, and this is just a microcosm, one example, the truth of how many abortions are actually occurring in that state.
They don't want you to know.
No, it's so it's not full disclosure. It's not informed consent. They have to obfuscate. They have to quash the true numbers and the true risks associated with abortion.
And what state is that?
In Idaho.
In Idaho.
Oh, Idaho, wow. Yeah.
They don't want you to know.
You wouldn't.
No.
And, of course, these numbers don't necessarily include the chemical abortions, the so-called morning-after pill, the emergency contraception. They're abortifacients, they work after conception, not before. They're not contraception. They're abortifacients. They work as an abortive chemical drug, and it's after conception. So those numbers are not included here. But I think, you know, it is clear that if you're looking at a tidal wave and you're out in the ocean and the wave is not so big there, as it gets closer to the shore, what you find is that tidal wave gets bigger and bigger. We've got a reversal situation here, and that is that younger generation that's out there is becoming more pro-life. And so the tidal wave of abortion is actually slowing down.
Yeah.
That, however, doesn't detract from the fact that we should not have abortion in this country at all, because
Absolutely.
It is a brutal death of an innocent child. Even though these numbers are encouraging in one respect, 500,000, 638,000, 800,000, whatever it might be, that is staggering.
Homicides. Right. And let's be clear here, they're homicides.
3,000 children a day are killed.
Yeah,
at the hand of abortionists.
It's staggering. And you think about
3,000 a day.
What that, and you think of all the people that were killed in the World Trade Center on that day. And
3,000
or so. That's essentially how many babies are killed every day.
But, you know, it's a reminder that our efforts do not go in vain. I mean, every child can be saved through each of us making an effort. I mean, we represent crisis pregnancy centers. Those volunteers share stories with us of babies that were saved, of families that came together through a life. We represent sidewalk counselors who can share stories of women that were walking into a abortion center and changed their mind and even came to Christ through the efforts of volunteers. So everyone can have a part in changing the statistics to even better for life.
And you can partner with the Ministry of Liberty Council, because we are working representing crisis pregnancy centers. We won a major case out in California with the crisis pregnancy centers, and amazing stories that the people that work there every day they go to work, it's life and death. It literally is life and death. They see death happening when they try to intervene, and that no doubt is heartbreaking, but they also see life, and they see these young boys and girls and the families that are so happy that they chose life because of their daily ministry. California wanted to force them to promote abortion, and we ultimately won that case. We also represent, Matt, sidewalk counselors all over the country, where they're out there every day
volunteers,
sharing the gospel, giving hope and information to these women and families.
Yeah, and it's all about life. I mean, they're saving lives in the temporal, but they're also saving lives and leaving people to Christ, who is the way, the truth, and the life. They're finding eternal life as well as saving life in the temporal.
Yeah, and in fact, one of the situations that we have out in California, the case that we won, that went all the way to the Supreme Court, is a man and a woman came in to have an abortion. They went to the clinic, they went to the center, rather than the abortion clinic, And he got upset. He wanted to leave. She just wanted to have an ultrasound. They went in and got an ultrasound. And lo and behold, guess what did they see?
They see the picture of the
they
baby.
They saw their baby in the
their
womb.
Child.
He came out waving the pictures. This is my child.
This is my baby.
And they kept the child. And he brought the child back later. And there was more commotion in the lobby because this is my child that you all saved.
Thank you for saving
him. Thank you for saving him.
Powerful.
And you're a part of that. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, especially at this time of year. We need your prayers and your financial support, lc.org. You can call us at 407-875-1776 for your year-end gift. Any contribution to Liberty Counsel between now and midnight your time will be doubled, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. You can also call us at 407-875-1776, lc.org.